Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Membeis, and we are actually going to pick up on daf Membeis. We left off on the fifth line down, the beginning of the line. Tanya Idach. So, if you remember, we were learning how to understand the pasuk of Ubala Shar Naki, which is a pasuk that was written. It's written in Shemos. It says, "Ki yigach shar as isha, if a shar gores a man or a woman, umeis, and the person dies, akoy sokel shar, then you stone the shar, velo yeachelas besaro, you don't eat its meat," which we talked about, the idea that it's asr behana and beachila, and then the pasuk completes Ubala Shar Naki, and the Bala Shar is innocent. So we've been talking about that, and if you remember, we had a series of limudim about what Baal HaShar Naki might be excluding. So now we have another one here. Tanya Idach, Baal HaShar Naki. What does it mean when it says those words? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Naki midmei vlados, that he's innocent or absolved of paying for the value of vlados. What is vlados? That's a reference to the pasuk that's written in Shemos, again, very close to that first pasuk that we had, actually about six psukim before it. It says, "V'chi inatzu anashim," that if men fight, "v'nagfu isha hara," and they end up hitting a pregnant woman, "v'yatzu yiladeha," "v'yatzu yiladeha," and she basically miscarries the baby she's carrying, "V'lo yi'ason," there won't be way we generally understand that the woman is not killed, "anosh yi'anesh," that they should be punished, "kasha yashas ala bala isha," like the husband will assess against them, "v'nasam b'flilim," and they determine in court. So this is a reference. Dmei vlados is the idea that when two men fight, that if a woman ends up getting a miscarriage because of that, then you have to pay for the baby that was lost. And what we'd be saying here is when it says Bala Shar Naki, is telling you that when you have a Shar Tam, probably a Shar Tam, when you have a Shar Tam, he's pater from Dmei Vlados, from paying for the value of these things. So it's saying that if a Shar gores a woman and causes her to miscarry, that you don't have to make payments. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Harehu Omer ki natsu anashim." He says, "What do I need that pasuk Ubala Shar Naki? I know it from the following, because it says when men fight, anashim v'lo shvarim." So the pasuk is very clear that when it creates a liability for killing a baby, it's by men and it's not by shar. So why do I need the pasuk Ubala Shar Naki? The fact is, it's clear from the pasuk that creates liability for vlados that it does not apply to when a shar does it. So the Gemara likes that and says, "Shapir coming, Rabbi Akiva." That sounds like a good taina. That seems like a good limud. Rashi says it's a kasha. So we say, "Am Revula, Breid Ravidi." Revula, the son of Ravidi, says as follows: "It's trich. I needed the pasuk of Bala Shar Naki, even though you might have said anashim v'lo shvarim. Why? Because salkataitech amina. I might have thought anashim v'lo shvarim hadomim la anashim. I might have thought that when it says, when men fight, they're liable for this miscarried baby, but not when a shar who's similar to a man causes a miscarriage. Ma nashim muadin, af shvarim muadim. So therefore I would say, what does it mean a man that is similar to a shar? Would be just, a shar that is similar to a man. Just like a man is always a muad, because we know Adam muad la'olam. So then it would be talking, if you're trying to find a parallel case to a man that causes a woman to miscarry, the parallel case would be a muad that causes a woman to miscarry. So therefore, it would be coming to tell you that a man is liable for causing a woman to miscarry. A muad is not liable for causing a man to miscarry. Hatam mechayev. But then I would say to myself that if the limud of the pasuk is just coming to tell me that a muad is not chayev for causing a miscarry, then a tam would be chayev for a miscarriage. To which kasav rachmana Bala Shar Naki the pater. So therefore the pasuk comes to say it's pater. So what we're basically saying is that We would know from, Rabbi Akiva asked, why wouldn't I know it from Anashim Velo Shvarim? The Pasuk says, man, it doesn't say the Shar, because you might think that only excludes the Shar Mu'ad. But a Shar Tam is Chayev. So therefore the Pasuk comes to say, even a Shar Tam is Pater. So Amar Rava, this might strike you as a strange thing, and Rava also found it strange. Amar Rava, Yitziva Ba'ara V'Gira B'Shmei Shmaya. This is a expression that's used elsewhere. In a couple of places, but it's basically saying Yitziva is the settled one, like the person who lives there, is on the ground, and the Giura, the stranger, the Ger, the person who comes, Bishmei Shmaya is at the highest level. So in other words, it's saying this is totally mixed up. Because what were we suggesting? We were suggesting that if not for the Pasuk of Balashar Naki, we would think that a Muad is Pater from paying for Vlados, but a Tam is Chayiv in paying for Vlados. And we know that a Tam is more Kal than a Mu'ad. So how could you have a Havamina that you'd have a result that the Pasuk is only coming to exclude a Mu'ad from liability, but is coming to create liability for a Tam? Doesn't make any sense. So Al Amar Rava, Rava says, so rather, let's say as follows. Itzrich, I need the Pasuk of Balashar Naki. Because why is it not enough to know it from Anashim? Because I might have thought to say Anashim velo shvarim adomim laAnashim, that when it says that if men fight, but not if shvarim who are similar to men, what would that be? As we just said before, Anashim muadin ashvar muadin. So just like a man is muad, we'd be talking about a shar that's muad. So therefore, a shar that's muad is chayav in Dmei Vlados, we would think, it's Pater in Dmei Vlados, that because only men are Chayav for Dmei Vlados, and a Shar, which is a Muad, would be Pater from Dmei Vlados. So far we're saying the same thing. But now he says, V'kavachomer l'tamin d'ptiri. So he accepts the argument that you cannot say that the Tam is Chayav and the Muad is Pater. So he's saying, fine. So I'll tell you that Anashim, men fight, velo Shvarim, and not a Shar Muad. And Kavachomer, not a Shartam, because a Shartam is more Kal than a Muad. And then, so we always understood a Bala Sharnaki is coming to tell you that you are, Hadar Kasav Rachmana, Bala Sharnaki, Tam Pater Muad Chayev. So we always understood that Bala Sharnaki was coming to, exclude where you might have thought that they're Chayev, and therefore comes to say it's Pater. He says, no, here's what it's doing is a little bit different. In other words, from Anashim Velo Shvarim, I would know Muad. And Kavachomer, I would know Tam. So we're now at a stage where neither Tam nor Muad is Chayav. Then the Pasuk comes and says, Ubal Ashar Naki is, where is that written? By a Tam. So now Bal Ashar Naki is coming to be Machayav a Muad. Because he's saying, I was at a stage where I'm not Chayav for either a Muad or for a Tam. And to which the Pasuk comes and says, the Bala Shar Naki, that the Bala Shar is free, in what case is that written by a Tam, is coming to say, this that we thought it's Mutter, is only by a Tam, but not by a Muad. So Bala Shar Naki is really coming to be Mechayev, a Muad, and to say a Tam is Pater from paying for a miscarried for a fetus, but a Muad would be Chayev. So Amalei Abaya, had a problem with that. He says as follows, if that's a valid way of learning, elameata gabe boshes nami nemahachi, then you should say the same thing by boshes. And boshes in this case is a general reference to the dala devarim. Because if you remember, we know that if a person injures another person, he has to pay nezek tzari pusheves and boshes. And we also know though that if an animal injures someone, we've talked about this a number of times, he only pays nezek, he doesn't pay tzari pusheves and boshes. So boshes is standing for those dala devarim. So he's saying you should say the same thing. Why? Because where do we learn it out? Because Anashim velo shvarim adomin laAnashim. Ma Anashim muad and Ashvar muad and kavachomer l'tamin d'ptiri. So what this is saying is as follows. Because just like in the case of what we just said, where the pregnant woman gets hit, we also have, where did we learn out the whole thing of the dala dvarim that it doesn't apply to an animal? Was from the case where the two men were fighting and the woman came and grabbed one of the men in his private part, in his private area, right? So there also it says that if it's men, So you would say, if this is a valid limud, you should come to say the same thing. That just like there, where does it say the halacha? It says, anashim are chayev when you end up with this outcome, and a person is chayev for boshes, right? So it's only anashim, but not shvarim, adam and anashim, not animals that are like men. Which is that? That would be, ma anashim muad and ma shvarim muad, and so that would be talking about a shvar muad. And now, a kavachomer letamen, and so therefore, for sure, a shvar tam would not be chayev for tzarip, usheves, and boshes, right? So same structure of the limud. The kavachomer letamen de petiri. So then, and then, hadar kasav rachmana, bala shvar naki, tam pater, muad chayev. So in other words, if you're gonna say that when you have the word anashim written, anashim excludes muad and kavachomer tam, and then bala shvar naki comes to say that no, just the tam is pater and not the muad, so then you should say the same structure you should apply by boshes and say that just like it says anashim, it means anashim and not muad and kavachomer tam, but then the pasuk ubal ashar naki that we have here should instead of applying it to the case of vlados, why not apply it to the case of boshes and say that even though we learned till now that when an animal damages, it does not pay the four things. Maybe I would tell you that a tam is pater from the dal dvarim, but a muad is chayev. So therefore, how do you know that when the pasuk says ubala sharnaki, it's not coming to include boshes? Because once we have this structure of argument, it could be either boshes or it could be vlados. So the Gemara says the chitema hachinami. If you're going to tell me that in fact that's so, either that you could learn both from the pasuk ubala sharnaki, or you would specifically learn that case, Ihachi. If so, listeni, well actually if you would learn both, so Ihachi, listeni, balashar naki, then we should say, the pasuk says balashar naki, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, pater mi dmei vlados umi boshes. He should say both. In other words, if the limud of ubalashar naki can be applied equally to the structure of vlados or to the structure of boshes, so then when Rav Yossi Aglili comes to say, what does Ubala Sharnaki exclude? He should say it excludes Vlados and Boshes. From the fact that he says just Vlados and he doesn't say Boshes, it must mean that this is not the way that we determine, this is not the case that we find that we need the Pasuk Ubala Sharnaki to tell us the limud that we wouldn't know from Anashim. Because this must not be a valid limud, because if so, it would apply equally to the case of Boshes. So again, we're going back to our original question, which was, why do you need the Pasuk Ubala Sharnaki to tell me that an animal does not need to pay for killing a fetus, for causing a miscarriage? Why wouldn't I not know that from the fact that it says, Ki natsu anashim, when men fight, and not when a shar fights? I should just learn it out from there. I don't need Ubala Sharnaki. So the Gemara says a very interesting teretz. It says, the reason is because I might have thought Anashim was not coming to the exclusion of a shar for the entire category of damage. He would say, I would say the cheshman is as follows. Anashim ein ason b'isho ye'anshu. I'm sorry. Anashim ein, Rabbi Dami Tavayo. Anashim ein ason b'isho ye'anshu. Yesh asam b'isha lo yeyanshu. So he's going to say as follows, that the pasuk says that if the men fight and the woman gets hit and the children come out, v'lo yia asam, meaning the woman does not die. Okay, so let's just take a step back. This pasuk is the primary limud for something that we've learned many times, which is kamle b'drab minei, which is the idea that if someone is chayav misa, they cannot also be chayav for a monetary payment. So how do we learn that out? Because it says that if the woman did not die, then the men have to pay for the fetus, for the miscarriage, right? The implication being that if the woman did die, then they don't have to pay because kam lei b'drab minei. So this is the main source of kam lei b'drab minei. So we might think as follows. Anashim, that it's written Anashim ein ason b'isha ye'anshu, that men, if the woman did not die, are punished, but yesh ason b'isha, but if the woman did die, lo ye'anshu, they would not be punished, so because of kam lei b'drabu minei, v'lo shvarim, and not shvarim. So in other words, when it says Anashim v'lo shvarim, it's saying Anashim have this distinction with whether the woman died or didn't, but shvarim would not have this distinction, da'afagav de yesh ason ye'anshu. that I might think that even though the woman dies, they would still be punished, right? So no, and therefore the anashim velo shvarim was coming to create a chumrah. It was coming to create an additional liability by an animal, because by a man you apply kam lebed rabba mine. By an animal you would not apply kam lebed rabba mine, because the animal, because the owner of the animal is not chayiv misa, is misa bidei bezdin. So therefore you would say that anashim velo shvarim is coming to create a liability on an animal. So therefore I would not know that a balashar is naki. So hadar kasav rachmana balashar naki de pater. So therefore the pasuk comes to tell us that balashar is naki, because you might think that you should say, since there's no kamle b'drabamine, the animal should be chayev for vladas no matter what, whether the woman died or didn't. Kamash malon, balashar naki, that an animal is not chayev for vladas, period. So that's why it was needed, because if we only had anashim v'lo shvarim, we'd have used that for a chumrah, and we need balashar naki, therefore, to come to tell us, don't do that, and in all instances, an animal does not pay for causing an abortion, for causing a miscarriage. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Ad Barav. Okay, let's take a step back for a moment here and just talk about something. First of all, we're going to address this from Rashi's opinion. Rashi's opinion, and I'll just tell it to you up front because it's easier to understand, and then we'll see it inside. Rashi's opinion is that Rav Ad Barav, we're going to talk about this in a minute, learns a machlokas not like the Chachamim, but like Rav Shimon. And so therefore, he's asking, in his opinion, it should follow Rav Shimon, and then he's going to come up with a way that you can recharacterize it to work even like Rav Shimon. What are we talking about here? So there's a machlokas which we'll encounter more, which talks about the following, that if someone intended to kill Reuven, and by accident he killed Shimon, according to the Chachamim, he is chayev for that. According to Rav Shimon, he is pater, because he didn't intend to kill Shimon, and therefore he's not chayev when he kills, he's not chayev misa when he kills Shimon. Okay? So now, in our case, the way that Abaye and Rava were understanding this, they were understanding that this is a case of kimle b'drava mine. Why? Because if the woman dies, the pasuk says if the woman does not die, you need to pay. The implication being, if the woman did die, then you don't pay. But there's a problem with that. Because why don't you pay? Because you're chayav misa, because kamalei b'derabimine. But according to Rav Shimon, what happened here? The men were fighting with each other. They weren't trying to kill the fetus here, and they weren't trying to cause this miscarriage. So therefore, you're talking about a case where the woman, again, if she gets killed, would be an accidental killing. So now, according to Rav Shimon, an accidental killing is not chayav misa. If you're not chayav misa, you should not be pater under kamalei b'derabimine. So therefore, the entire premise of Abaye and Rava, the way they were understanding the pasuk, that if the woman does not die, they have to pay, but if she does die, they don't have to pay, says kamlei b'drava mineh applies. Kamlei b'drava mineh only applies if you're chayav misa for that death. But, you know, so from the fact that they said that had she died, you would not have paid, shows that they hold like the chachamim. So Rav Ad Barava, the way Rashi understands, doesn't like that because he holds like Rav Shimon. So Maskevle Rav Ad Barava asked a question, Atu ba'asan talya milsa, b'kavana talya milsa. He says, no, it's not just a question of whether the woman died. It has everything to do with kavana. Now, who does kavana relate to? Kavana relates to the men who are fighting, not the women. So the way Rav Ad Barava would understand, according to Rav Shimon, the psukim, is as follows, that if men are fighting, and the one man tries to kill the other man, and in the process of so doing, damages or kills the woman, it really doesn't matter, then in that case, they would have to pay for the vladas. Why? Because the whole thing, because the woman is not an intended, victim. So therefore, you're not chayav for the woman. So what he's coming out is saying as follows, that the whole thing you were telling me, Abaye of a Rava, was premised on the fact that I might think anashim velo shvarim would tell me that I should apply it. Anashim velo shvarim would tell me that I should apply a chumrah and say, even though by a man they're not chayev where the woman dies, but by an animal they should be. He's saying the whole case has nothing to do with whether the woman dies or doesn't die, because they're putter for her no matter what. It only has to do with the other guy dying. So you cannot tell me, like Abaye of a Rava, that it has to do with the woman dying, and I might think it. And so therefore, our question goes back to the beginning, is that I would know, Anashim Velo Shvarim would tell you that they're not chayav for Vlada. So what do I need the Pasuk of Bala Sharnaki? The Elam of Ravada Barava. So what Ravada Barava does, according to Rashi, and again, Tosus doesn't like this, what Ravada Barava says is, I'll explain to you how to read it, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Anashim, men, kineskavnu zelazeh, when they intend to kill one another, they're trying to kill one another, afa gav sheyesh asom beisha, that even though their woman may die, or she may not die, it doesn't matter, yei anshu, they get punished. Why? Because there's no kalmei b'derabamine, because the only way that they would be chayav misa is if they killed each other, if one of the men killed the other man. So it doesn't matter if you kill a woman. But kidneskavnu liisha atma lo yeanchu. If they would, in fact, unlike the case in the pasuk, would be where they had kavana for the woman herself, then they would not be punished because of kamlei v'drabamine. So you find the case of kamlei v'drabamine is not the one in the pasuk, but by the implication, but had they been miskaven to the woman, then they would not be punished. So therefore, anashim are where we have this halacha v'lo shvarim. And not by shvarim. Why? That I might think that, therefore, if a man is miskaven for the woman, then he would not be punished with financial payment because come live with the rabbinate. But by shvarim, where they are miskaven for the woman, they would get punished because there is no come live with the rabbinate by an animal. So it's the exact same limud. He's just switching it to add this element of niskaven and the implication on the woman. And then he's learning the same limud. So Rav Ada Barava is more comfortable with this because it fits even according to Rav Shimon. So therefore, I might think anashim have the opportunity, if they're miskaven to the woman, not to get punished because of kamlei b'derabamineh, but shvarim do not have that opportunity. Therefore, kasav rachmana balashar naki de p'tiri, that therefore the it needs to come and tell us that balashar naki says that an animal is never chayev for the vladas. So where we're leaving off here, is that according to Abai and Rava, they understand it to be this case that you might think Anashim Velo Shvarim is coming to be a Chumrah and to tell you that a Shar is Chayev whether the woman gets killed or not. And since I might think that, it comes to say Baal Shar Naki, and Rav Ada Barava is saying the same thing, but just saying it based on whether they're an Eskavin for the woman or not. And the Gemara says, V'chein Kiyasa Rav Chagai Midoroma, when Rav Chagai came from the south, he brought a braisa kavasid Ravada Barava, like Ravada Barava, that it was dependent on this question of whether they were niskaven to the isha. Okay, so we've now explored this idea of the fact that Bala Sharnaki, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is coming to say that an animal is not chayev for causing a miscarriage and for the baby that gets miscarried. Okay, second to bottom line, Membeza Maral. Tani Idach. We learned another braisa of a different way to understand what Bala Sharnaki, those words are coming to tell us. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Rabbi Akiva says, Naki midmei eved, that a animal is free, is Naki midmei eved, that now again, where is this pasuk written? Bala Sharnaki is written by a tam, and he's gonna say that I might have thought that a tam should have to pay the penalty of 30 shekel for a eved. We learned this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it doesn't matter whether the eved is worth one dinar or a mea dinar. It doesn't matter. It's 30 shekelim. So I might have thought that a tam is chayev for that payment. Kamash Malam Bala Sharnaki, that is coming to tell you that it is not chayev. So now the Gemara says, the name of Rabbi Akiva Lenafshe, Valo Atma Ein Mishtalim El Migufa, V'yu'ula Bezdem Yishalim Lecha. What's that talking about? So if you remember yesterday, we were talking about what does Bala Sharnaki mean, and we had Rabbi Elazar that said, it means that you're not Chayev Chatzi Kofer. We know that if you kill someone, an animal kills someone, has to pay Kofer. We had a Havamina maybe that if a Tam kills someone, they should pay half Kofer, and Rabbi Elazar come to say, he said, because it says Bala Sharnaki, not. Rabbi Akiva had a problem with that. Rabbi Akiva said to him, what kind of answer is that? Because we know that when it's a tam, you're only mishtale migufo, right? And since when an animal kills a person, you stone the animal, so say to the guy, you know, look, you, and it's because where would you get the idea of chatzi kofer? You would get the idea of chatzi kofer from chatzi nezek. So you say chatzi nezek we know is mi gufo. So therefore, if there's chatzi kofer, you have to pay mi gufo. But where is the guf of the animal? It's stoned to death, and now it's aser ba'ana. So therefore, you wouldn't have to pay him, so you don't need the pasuk to tell you balashar naki. You know that you're naki from chatzi kofer, because where would the money come from? So now the Gemara is saying, so why did Rabbi Akiva ask that on Rabbi Elazar? Ask it on himself. In other words, he's saying here that I might think that he'd be chayev for killing the Eved, the 30 shkalim. I would say to you, where would it come from? If it's a Tam who did it, it would only come migufo. If it comes migufo, the animal's dead on the floor and aser ba'anah. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you your putter if there would be no circumstance under which you could be chayev. Now remember, Rabbi Elazar yesterday came up with the two terutzim, the big terutz, the little terutz, we talked about it. One was the question of maybe it was the Balim or Eid Echad, and then the second one was where he was in the Skaven to kill an animal, he ended up killing a person where he's not Chayiv Misa. So in either case, Rabbi Elazar found a scenario where even though normally he'd be Chayiv Misa, at the end of the day, for some reason, there's still assets to collect against. So it could be, I'm sorry, be Chayiv Kofer, but not Chayiv Misa. So like, for example, if the Balim admitted, or the better example that Rabbi Elazar had is, he intended to kill an animal, he killed a man, so he's not put to death, but he still owes kofar. So we found that case, that was Rabbi Elazar, answered Rabbi Akiva. So now we're saying, Rabbi Akiva, the question you asked on Rabbi Elazar, we can ask on you. What, and why do you need a pasuk, Balashar Naki, to tell me you don't pay for the Eved? Where's the money going to come from? The animal's dead on the floor. Let him say, Haviyu lebezim yishalom lecha. Say, bring me the migufo, and I'll pay you from it. But obviously you can't, because migufo is now aser ba'ana. So Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, kishekadam ba'ala v'shachtu, that the owners went ahead and shechted. And now, remember, we learned yesterday that if the owner shechted after the Gemar Din, then it's aser ba'ana also. So what's this talking about? Is that basically the animal killed. And the owner knew that they're going to schlep it to, the animal killed an Eved. The owner knew that they were going to schlep it to Beis Din and kill it because it was an animal that killed. So what did he do? He shechted it. And now he has meat. And so what's the problem? Why does that help him? It helps him because you cannot, and as we know, we're going to encounter this shortly, that you cannot make the animal chayav misa unless the animal's there at the time you do the din. Now, if the animal is roast beef already, then it's obviously not there for the din. So you have a scenario where you could have a shar that Gordon Eved, and so theoretically should be chayav misa, and I might think that a tam would be chayav in that payment. And where would the payment come from? It would come from the meat that they cannot pronounce the iser hanah on. So therefore, the pasuk comes to say balashar naki, that you don't have to pay that payment by a tam. So ma'udatema, I might have thought l'shdalim minay, pay from the roast beef over there kamashim lan, that you don't ho v'bar katolahu, since it is ra'oi to have been killed and therefore have been aser b'hana, afagav deshachte lo l'shtalimine. Then therefore, even though you went ahead and shechted it, and now there's meat that is capable of being eaten, you might think you should collect against that kamash malan, that you so therefore, it's telling you that you do not collect from it. So the Gemara says, Ihachi l'Rabbi Eliezer nami kishekadam eshachto. Hachanami. So he's saying, Ihachi l'Rabbi Eliezer nami kishekadam eshachto. So in other words, so if that's a good teretz, that you're saying, when you ask me, why wouldn't I know it just from the fact that he could say, Tam is mishtalami gufo, and this animal's aser ba'ana because it was stoned, why not say, in the case of chatzi kofer, that the animal killed a person, theoretically, you should be chayev chatzi kofer. Rabbi Akiva's point was, where are you going to take the chatzi kofer migufo? The animal's dead and aser ba'ana. So say he was talking about where he shechted it, and now you would collect against it. So he says, why is that not a good answer for Rabbi Elazar? Why didn't Rabbi Elazar, why was Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Akiva had this answer for himself, if Rabbi Akiva had this answer that you shechted it before the Gemar Din, let him apply that for Rabbi Elazar. Why was he giving Rabbi Elazar a tough time? This would be a good answer for Rabbi Elazar too. So if Rabbi Akiva, if it's good enough for him, it should be good enough for Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, Hachinami, en Hachinami, v'savar, dilma islay taima achrini, da'adif mehai, v'nemalei. He said, you're right. I was giving this answer for myself. In theory, it could be a good answer for Rabbi Elazar, but I challenged him because maybe he'd come up with a better answer than I had. So he's saying, Enochinami, it's good enough for me, it could have been good enough for him, but I wanted to see what he would come up with. Okay, now Rabbi Elazar did not come up with this. Rabbi Elazar came up with his argument, the two arguments, but the one that he liked better was the idea that the animal is not chayav misa because he didn't intend to kill a person. And so yet there's still someone there, and you the animal is still there. You might think you should collect chatzi kofar against it, kamash malon baal shar naki, that you don't. So why did Rabbi Elazar have to say that reason? Rabbi Elazar nami l'shani l'shekadam ashachdo. Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar use this answer that Rabbi Akiva does and say that what's the hava mina that I should collect chatzi kofar? Where are you going to collect it from? The animal's dead. Is maybe it's where he went ahead and shechted it first. So amar l'cha, Rabbi Elazar would tell you, Hasam, who over there in the case of chatzi kofar, Diniskavin laharag esa behema vaharag esa adam, where the reason he wasn't chayiv misa is because he wanted to kill a behema and he ended up killing a person. And therefore, the shar la barkatalahu, the shar was never chayiv misa, right? So the shar la barkatalahu klal, it was never chayiv misa, the salkadai techamin in the chayiv, and therefore, I might have thought in that case there should be kofar. Why? Because the animal was never in the category of having to get killed, because it did it in a way that it wasn't culpable, because it really only intended to kill a behema. So in that case, I might think that he has to pay chatzi kofar. So it's rechra lemiute. So I needed the pasuk of Ubala Sharnaki to tell me that no, you don't pay chatzi kofar, even in that case where the animal is not going to get stoned. You don't pay because the pasuk says Ubala Sharnaki. Aval hacha. But in your case, the case of the Eved, let's think what happened here. So let's just be clear. When the owner goes ahead and knows that his shor, Gordon Eved, and so he quickly runs before Bezin can do anything and shechts it, he's doing an Avera. And his shor is supposed to get killed. In other words, because the right outcome, al-pi halacha, is that the animal should get judged and killed. He goes ahead and short circuits the judicial process. That's wrong. So what Rabbi Elazar is going to say, I would not say the answer, in other words, I would not think that we need Bala Sharnaki in order to tell us that you don't pay for an Eved that gets killed. Why? Because Aval Hacha to make Karabar Katala Have, that in this case, where the animal is clearly destined and appropriately should be killed, Lo Tzarech Kra, I don't need a Pasuk, Afagav de Shachte, that even though I Shechted it. So in other words, what he's saying is as follows, that if the animal was supposed to get killed, and therefore was supposed to be stoned on the floor, there would be no Havamina that you should pay the amount that a tam should pay for killing the Eved, the Shloshim Shkalim, because where would the money come from? The animal. The animal's dead on the floor. You'll tell me that the guy went ahead and shechted it first. The halacha is not going to deal with a case like that, because that just, and there's lots of things. And there's a way a halacha works. If some guy messes with the process, the halacha isn't going to say, I might think someone's going to mess with the process, and therefore I need to come and tell you Bala Sharnaki. It doesn't work like that. So Rabbi Elazar did not want to give this answer. In other words, Rabbi Elazar gives the answer of Chatzi Kofar, right? But he did not want to give that answer, because he says, this whole thing you're telling me about having shechted it is not really relevant, because you would know it anyhow. So the Gemara says, L'Rabbi Akiva Nami Vade Hachihu. You're saying, you know, that's a good point. Halacha does not account for these kinds of things. So according to Rabbi Akiva also, because Rabbi Akiva is now saying we're talking about where he went ahead and shechted it, and I might have thought that since there's now asset, there's now an animal to actually go after, because there's roast beef to go after, he's saying the Torah doesn't deal with circumstances like that. So now we're back to our original question on Rabbi Akiva, which is, why would you think Ubala Sharnaki is coming to tell you that a tam you might think would have collected the Shloshim Shkalim, and therefore the pasuk needed to come to say Bala Sharnaki, where would he have collected it from? It's a tam, and a tam collects me gufo, so I don't need a pasuk. So Elam Ravasi, Hai Milso Mipi de Gavar Rabba Shmieli. I heard an answer from the mouth of someone who's a very big person. Umanu, who is that? Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina. So what is the reason why I needed Ubala Sharnaki, and I wouldn't know that you don't have to pay the Shloshim Shkalim from the fact that there's nowhere to take the Shloshim Shkalim from? Because so could I mean, I might have thought, Hoyovam Rabbi Akiva, Achtam Shechov, Vadim Shalom, Bemos, and Nezak Shalom, Mishtalim, Nami, Demei Evid, Mei Aliyah, that therefore, I'm going to explain this in a second, therefore, I needed Kasar Rahmana Balashar Naki. I needed the Balashar to be Naki. So back on Daf Lamed Gimel, we had Mishnayos, and the Mishnah was talking about, let's say you have one shar caused $100 of damage to the other shar, and that shar caused 50 damage, and they damage each other, one way damage 100, the other way damage 50, so there's $50 at stake. So the answer is, the one who damaged more pays $50. That's if it's a muad. If it's a tam, you would pay $25, right? Half. Rabbi Akiva comes there and says, no, when an animal damages a person, when an animal damages an animal, you get chatzi nezek or nezek shalin. When an animal damages a person, Rabbi Akiva said there, you always pay nezek shalim for an animal that damages a person. So therefore, he's saying as follows. Since Rabbi Akiva, who's the one who's talking here, is of the opinion that when an animal damages a person, you pay nezek shalim, so maybe he also would hold that you pay me'aliyah, right? Because where do we get this idea you can only pay me gufo? Is because what are the halachas that are special to a tam? Chatzi nezek and migufo. So now we're saying that if chatzi nezek doesn't apply, because Rabbi Akiva holds that a tam who gores a person pays nezek shalem, that maybe a tam who gores a person also pays me'aliyah. If you're going to say he pays me'aliyah, so then you in fact need the pasuk u'balashar naki to tell you that you're not chayev, that when a tam gores an evet, it's not chayev the 30 shkalim. Because why were we saying you didn't need the pasuk? You didn't need the pasuk because you can only collect migufo and the animals aser bana. But if you understand that just like Rabbi Akiva says, you pay nezek shalom and achati nezek, you would also pay me'aliyah, so then he should have to pay from any of his other assets, and you would say, enoch inami, he has to pay for the shloshim shkalim. Kamash malan the pasuk, ubala sharnaki, comes to tell you that you don't. So I'm going to rabasi. That's a nice try, because what you're saying is that maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that a short time when it damages a person pays me'aliyah. V'atabri Rabbi Akiva l'gzize, you can't say that because Rabbi Akiva already broke that argument. Desanya, because we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Akiva says, yachol yishalim min aliyah, I might think that when a short time damages a person, you pay min aliyah, which is what the Gemara is saying we might have thought. Tamalamer k'mishpat hazeh yei asa lo. According to this law, it should be done to it. Lo to it means a migufo, to the animal itself. Migufo mishalim enu mishalim min aliyah. And you don't pay for an aliyah. So what were we trying to answer for Rabbi Akiva why he needed a balashar naki? We were trying to say you need balashar naki because what about the fact that I would know that you don't have to pay it because it's mishalim migufo and it's asur bana? So you say, I might think because he holds that a short time that hurts a person pays min aliyah, and therefore you could take it from any of his other assets, and therefore I need a Baal Sharnaki. The Gemara says, but Rabbi Akiva himself said that he doesn't hold that way. He does not hold your Mishtalim min aliyah. Okay, so we're back to our question. Why does Rabbi Akiva need the Pasuk of Baal Sharnaki? Why doesn't he know it? From the fact that the animals also banah, and that you can only take migufo. El amarava, itzrich, I need it for the following reason. So, kodai techamina. I might have thought, hoil umach mirani be'eved yosumi ben chorin, that since I am more chamor by an eved than I am by killing an eved than by killing a regular person. How do you see that? Shebenchor yafes sela nosen sela. That a benchorin, a regular person who's worth a sela, if you kill him, you pay a sela. Shloshim, if he's worth 30, nosen shloshim, you give him 30. The eved yafes sela nosen shloshim. But an Eved, on the other hand, we learned in the Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference whether it's one dinar or 100 or mana. It doesn't matter. You pay in all cases 30. So therefore, you see a chumrah in Eved, that an Eved can end up paying more than it's worth. So therefore, once I know that there's a chumrah, I might think that mishtalam nami d'me Eved min aliyah, that I might think that therefore, because there's a chumrah by Eved, that you should pay min aliyah also. Therefore, kasav rachmana balashar naki, that the balashar is naki. Because Rabbi Akiva's cheshbon was, it's a short time, and has to collect migufo, and migufo, it's aser ba'ana. So we're saying, maybe he doesn't hold you pay eved migufo, because since you see it's chamor in one sense, maybe it's chamor in the sense that you're mishtalim in aliyah, and therefore I need the pasuk balashar naki. The Gemara says, tani kavase, the Rava, I can bring you a raya like Rava, because it says balashar naki, that the pasuk says balashar naki, Rabbi Akiva omer, naki midme eved. That when it says balashar naki, it means he does not need to pay this payment of shloshim shkalim. So the braisa continues, and it says two cheshbonos. It says vahalo dinhu. doesn't it make sense that he should be pater from the Dmei Eved? Why? Hoyo v'chayev be'eved v'chayev b'ben chorin. Since a shor is chayev when he kills an eved, and he's chayev when he kills a person. When he kills an eved, he has to pay shloshim shkalim. When he kills a ben chorin, he has to pay kofar, right? So ma kishachayev b'ben chorin, just like when he kills a regular person, chalakta bo ben tam lemuad, you distinguish ben tam lemuad, because a tam, we figured out, does not pay kofar, and a muad does pay kofar. So therefore, af kishachayev b'eved, So too, when it's chayiv and eved, nechlek lo ben tam lemuad, that therefore there should be a distinction between tam and muad, right? And so therefore, you would say that a muad would pay the payment of 30, but a tam would not. Now, so that's actually going to stay as a raya, but the Brisa continues, says, va'od kavachomer. I could even tell you, not just the logical argument that there's a distinction by one, so there should be a distinction by the second, I'll give you an actual kavachomer. Uma ben chorin shenosan kol shavyav, that by a regular person, where you give the full value, chalakta bo ben tam lemuad, you distinguish between tam and muad, eved, she'eno nosan ela shloshim, so he's understanding that eved is a kula, because you only give 30, even though it might be worth more. So if I pater a tam in a case that is a regular case where he killed a regular person, and I say that there's a distinction and a tam does not need to pay kofar, then in a case of eved, which is makel, because you see he only pays 30, even if it's worth more, ein odin shenachlek lo ben tam lemuad, don't I know that I have to distinguish between tam and muad, and a tam should be putter. So the Gemara says, lo, machmirani be'eved, you were asking me that eved is kal, and therefore I should make a kavachomer that for sure by an eved, the tam doesn't pay. It's fakert, machmirani be'eved, yosemri ben-chorin, that an eved is more strict than a ben-chorin, she ben-chorin, yofa sela nosin sela. If a ben-chorin, a regular person, is worth a sela, you pay kofar of a sela. Shloshim, nosin shloshim. If he's worth 30, you pay 30. But eved is more chomer, yofa sela, if he's worth a sela, nosin shloshim. That he pays 30. So you see, eved is more chomer, and so therefore, because you see that it's more chomer by eved, so yachul yehei chayev, I might think that it would be chayev. In what sense is it chayev? Because it's more chomer, that you would be mishtali min aliyah, you would pay min aliyah, in which case, Rabbi Akiva's argument that where are you going to collect the money from, it's dead, and aser ba'anah goes away. Tamalomer balashar naki midmei eved. So it says that balashar is naki, which means he's naki from the value of the eved. So you see a raya to the teretz of, I believe it was Rava, that what case is Rabbi Akiva need to say balashar naki is the case of eved. Why might I have thought differently? Because since eved is more chomer in the sense that he pays even more than, could pay even more than it's worth, so you might think mishtalim in aliyah, and therefore Rabbi Akiva's cheshbon about the animal being aser ba'anah is irrelevant, because you could collect it from any assets, not just migufo, so therefore the pasuk needs to come and say balashar naki. Okay, quickly, we have 2 minutes. Tan rabbanan, vehemis ish o isha. So the Gemara says as follows: When the pasuk in Shemos is talking about if you have a muad, I'm sure nagachum it's moshoshem muad bevalavolish menu, vehemis ish o isha, and the animal a muad goes out and kills a man or a woman, hashar yisakel. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, why do you need to say if it kills a man or a woman? Am Rabbi Akiva, v'chi ma ba zel lelamadnu? What does this come to teach us? If you're coming just to tell me that when you have to pay the kofar payment, that it doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman, it already said, because one pasuk before, it was talking about shartam, but it was setting the case. It said, right? So clearly, we know that we're talking about a case where it doesn't matter whether he gores isha and isha, so why, when it says muad, kills a person, it says isha isha. It should just say kills a person. Why do you need to say isha specifically? El hakish isha li ish. It's to create a hekish between man and woman as relates to the payment of kofar, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Ma ish nizkav li yarshav, that just like a man, his damages go to his yarshim. It goes to his yarshim because he's entitled to the kofar. Who does it not go to? It does not go to his wife, because a woman is not yarish her husband. But in this case, af isha nizika nizakel liyarshal. But in this case, it's makish ish to isha to say that the nizakin, that the damages do go to her yarshim. Right? So that's why it says isha nisha. So the Gemara asks,
V'savar Rabbi Akiva lo yaris lo baal. Are you saying that Rabbi Akiva holds that a woman, that from the fact that you see her damages go to her yarshim, that a woman is yarshim by her descendants or her family and not by her husband? But Tanya, we learned in a braisa, v'yarash osa, and I won't get into the limit of the pasuk now, but the pasuk says v'yarash osa, and he inherits her, mikan sha'bal yarash osa isto, that a man inherits his wife, the Rabbi Akiva. So you see, Rabbi Akiva, of course, holds that a man is yarish his wife. So why would he say that the Hekesh here is teaching us that a man is not yarish, that nizakin don't go to the husband and instead go to her yarshim? Amrei Shlakish, lo amar ela b'kofer, because it's not telling you generally that a man is not yarish his wife. It's telling you that halacha specifically by kofer. Ho vein mishtalam ela l'achar misa. Because when does kofer come into the estate of a woman? Once she's dead. Because in order to be liable in kofer, she has to be dead. So when she's dead, it comes in. And that makes it something that was not in her possession at the time she died. It was just a potential benefit she would have once she dies. And a baal does not take when it's roi kiva muchsok. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now that's a good teretz as to why we need Ish L'Isha to tell you that. Okay, you know what? We're going to stop here because it's already late. But we'll pick up here in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Today they have a new